Wi-Fi on your airplane. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. Delta Airlines is now offering wireless internet service on board some flights between Washington, D.C., New York, and Boston. Delta says it will expand the Wi-Fi service to its entire fleet, including planes operated by its Northwest subsidiary, by next summer. Earlier this year, American Airlines and Virgin America began selling in-flight Wi-Fi. Delta customers with laptops and Wi-Fi-enabled smartphones will be able to log onto the net, paying about $10 for flights of 3 hours or less and $13 for longer flights. So how do airplanes manage to deliver the internet at 35,000 feet? I put that question to Tom Wigman of Aircell, Delta's internet provider.
We basically take the same kind of cellular data network used by some of the cellular carriers on the ground, turn it upside down, and broadcast it up to planes flying at 35,000 feet. The wireless signal is then picked up by antenna on the belly of the aircraft. It is transferred to a modem, then onto a server set that manages the whole service on the airplane, that in turn passes it to a Wi-Fi network that delivers it to devices that the passengers are using on the airplane.
So when a person is traveling, say, from San Francisco to New York,
yes,
would that person get fairly uninterrupted service across the whole country, or will there be dead spots?
No, our network is built in such a way that it is totally meshed, and it covers the complete landmass of the United States and goes out into the water about 150 miles, up into Canada about 150 miles, and into Mexico to the same degree. They get an uninterrupted signal, you know, subject to the usual vagaries of a wireless network where there'll be a couple of seconds of drop here and there, but it is essentially an uninterrupted service coast to coast.
I got to say, that makes the prospect of flying much more attractive to me.
I would tell you that those that have used the service have exactly the same reaction to it. In fact, the usual experience is when somebody gets on, when they see how easy it is to sign up and process the thing, they get on, the very first thing they want to do is communicate with somebody they know or love and say, you know where I am? You know what I'm doing right now? And they, you know, the experience of actually doing it from that unusual a circumstance. However, what we have found is that in the 3 months or so that we've been offering this with American Airlines, the initial airline that we've been engaged with, has been that we have found a huge level of repeat. So people have tried it, used it, liked it, and have come back to use it on a continuing basis. So we're feeling very good about the reaction we're seeing in the marketplace.
That's Tom Wigman with Aircell. Flyers are demanding in-flight internet more and more, according to aviation consultant Mike Miller.
Delta Airlines is the latest in a long line of airlines who have explored this. Delta seems to be rolling it out further than most U.S. airlines, though really this whole process started in Europe with Lufthansa. German Airlines really has been the leader in this, because basically all the passengers are asking for it. They want internet access while they fly.
Will enough people want it that it becomes a competitive advantage for an airline?
This can be a competitive advantage for Delta and anybody else who uses it, because there are some airlines that simply don't offer in-flight entertainment at all, and it can be a bellwether marketing measure for the airline. So it could, in fact, be one of those issues that allows people to actually choose the airline one over another.
Mike Miller is an Orlando-based aviation consultant. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.